What's up, Eagles fans, and welcome back inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined alongside once again by NFL Film senior producer Greg Cosell. And last year, Greg, the Eagles dipped into the free agent group to sign safety Rodney McLeod from the LA Rams. What do you see now with the top name on this free agent group, Eric Berry with the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, Eric Berry's a really good player. Boy, it would be hard for me to believe that he'd not be a Kansas City Chief, because Eric Berry is a multidimensional safety who can pretty much do everything. Here you're going to see him make an interception, reading the throw by Cam Newton. But the thing about Eric Berry is he can play deep, as you see him here. So he can play in single high, he can play split safety, he can line up in the box and be a factor in the run game. You can line him up over tight ends and he can play them man to man. He is a really good safety with a multidimensional skill set. And I remember going back to college, he played in different systems, because I remember one year he played with Monty Kiffin, when Monty Kiffin was at Tennessee, and he basically played in a cover two concept. But Berry is a really good player. He's going to be a Kansas City Chief, but he's really good.
Yeah, and Eric Berry was a former top 10 pick out of Tennessee. Not the case with Tony Jefferson from the Arizona Cardinals. Tell us about Tony Jefferson and why he's one of the more intriguing names on the market.
Yeah, he's really intriguing to me, because in that particular defense of James Betcher in Arizona, he's become a really multidimensional player. They've asked him to do more and more each year, Fran, and he's done a good job with it. This year he really improved in coverage, and you're seeing that here. He's an excellent blitzer. He's very good near the line of scrimmage. You remember him coming out of Oklahoma. There were concerns about his ability to sort of play man coverage or to play on the back end. As I said, that's where he's really improved. So the big question with him, if you're looking for a safety, is he a scheme player, or do you feel that now he can do enough that he's just a really good starting safety? That's the question teams will have to answer, but his career path has clearly gone up. It's trended up. He's a much improved player each year.
On the opposite side of the spectrum, one player that came into the league very highly regarded was a former second-round pick out of South Carolina, DJ Swearinger with the Houston Texans, now with the Arizona Cardinals as a teammate of Tony Jefferson. Tell us what you see from DJ Swearinger.
Yeah, Swearinger was also asked, because of injuries in Arizona, to do a lot of different things. Again, he played single high. He played split safety. We always knew that he was a hitter, a physical guy. That's really been his calling card, and you're going to see that right here as he delivers a blow on this pass. But Swearinger's another guy. He's in a specific kind of defense in Arizona, and he started to play effectively, and he probably got more snaps, ideally, than they would have liked. So the question is, if you sign Swearinger, what is he to you? He's probably best suited more as a box-type safety. That's probably what he does best.
Tell us about Mr. McDonald here with the L.A. Rams. I know you feel very, very...
I like this player.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember him coming out of USC. He's long. He's athletic in kind of a different way. I always described his movement as stalking. You know, he was the kind of guy, he wasn't necessarily explosive, but he was deceptive in his movement because he was kind of a stalker the way he moved. And again, another guy that can play multiple safety positions. So McDonald, with his size, with his movement, he can play deep, as you saw there. He's very good near the line of scrimmage. He can play the tight end man-to-man, critical in today's NFL, and he's a very good blitzer. He's a good player.
Another box player, Greg, who came into the league as an undrafted free agent out of Central Michigan, Jahlil Adeh with the San Diego Chargers. What have you seen from Adeh, and what can he bring to a new team?
Yeah, Adeh, I think he's one of those aggressive, physical-type players. He's best closer to the line of scrimmage. That's his game. He started in San Diego. When he wasn't hurt, he was a starting safety. So again, I think he fits a specific role. You have to understand what he is, and he has to fit your defense. If you're looking for interchangeable safeties and you want him to play consistently on the back end, he might not be the player for you, but he's aggressive. He's very good near the line of scrimmage.
Another former MAC player. We've had Central Michigan now. How about Toledo with Barry Church here, the safety with the Dallas Cowboys? We're going to see him come down and play a little bit of coverage. What have you seen from Barry Church?
Yeah, and here we are seeing him play sort of outside the box area, play some coverage, which all safeties have to do at times. But Church, again, big guy, probably best suited to be a box player. You know, the thing about today's NFL, Fran, as you know, is it's tough just to be a one-dimensional safety. The safety position for years, people felt like you didn't need safeties. You could always draft them late. And Barry Church probably fits more in the mold of a guy who should play closer to the line of scrimmage. But safeties now are asked to do more and more and more. And you have to have an understanding of what a safety really can do for you. And I think Church probably has some limitations when you look at that.
One player that hasn't been quite as good as you and I both coming out of FIU a couple of years ago, Jonathan Cyprien, who was drafted in the high second round by the Jacksonville Jaguars. We see him here close to the line of scrimmage. What can he bring to a new
team? Yeah, talk about a box safety. And I think that's the concern. That's probably why he will hit the market, because he's become a player that is really good doing what you're seeing him do right here. That's his game. He's a really aggressive tackler. He's physical. He plays with an edge. But he's never quite become the multidimensional safety, I think, that the Jacksonville Jaguars were hoping he'd become. So he's almost become, in some ways, a glorified linebacker. It'll be very interesting to see who signs him and what career path he takes. Who knows? He may end up becoming a dime safety, because that's really what his skill set has really developed into.
You talk about sub-package players. This player isn't quite a linebacker, but played a number of different roles as a former corner with Green Bay. Micah Hyde, looking to hit the market. What does he bring to a team?
And you hit it right on the head. Micah Hyde can play multiple positions. He's kind of the old expression, jack of all trades, master of none. He's not a great athletic player, but he can play different spots. He can play in the slot. He can play safety. He can line up outside right here in a corner position. You ideally don't want him to do that consistently. Micah Hyde, to me, is the kind of player that fits in a secondary where you have other very good players, so you can use him in the multidimensional way that he's best suited. But again, he's becomes a scheme-specific kind of player.
A lot of these players will have a huge impact, maybe not on the Eagles roster next year, but certainly on the Eagles schedule next year. A lot of players coming up for 2017 on the Eagles schedule. And for more on this upcoming free agent class, stay tuned for more right here in the Film Room with myself and Greg Cosell. We'll see you next time here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.